Landslides triggered by the worst floods in Pakistan in 80 years are hampering already troubled relief efforts, with aid workers using mules or traveling on foot to reach people in desperate need of help. Poor weather has made it difficult for helicopters to deliver food to some parts of the Swat Valley, northwest of the capital, and among the areas first hit by the deluge. We spoke to Dr. Ahmad Shadol, chief of operations for the World Health Organization in Pakistan. He says their stockpiles of medicines to combat waterborne diseases is running out.
We are quite cognizant that in such situation, outbreaks may happen at any time. And we are very much concerned about especially the real diseases outbreaks, measles, eye and skin infections, malaria are of great concern to us. In order to avoid and to try and control outbreaks, we have established a very sensitive surveillance system which gives alert in different areas when there is a rise in one of those waterborne diseases. So far, the system is working well, but there are inaccessible areas. Some areas are completely inaccessible to us, either because of destruction of the local infrastructure, roads and bridges and other issues, or insecurity. We are anticipating that if we didn't receive supplies and medicines within 1 month, then we will run short of our stock. So we need urgent support, more than $50 million for only the relief phase, which is about 1 month.